Feel Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Thank you. Good evening, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. This is The Backroom, home of brand new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk music every week on this station. Beautiful, Man, Woman, Chainsaw. If you haven't checked these guys out, debut album dropped last week, Cannonball. That's called Nosedive. It's pretty hot. And this is Twin Atlantic. This is new from them. This is In Your Eyes. A studio album, Separation from the Animals, out on the 2nd of October. That is Twin Atlantic and In Your Eyes. Okay, on the show tonight, got music news, local national gig guide, new album releases, and my special guest will be Saffron from Republica. It's been 30 years since the debut Republica and the single Ready to Go. And we'll be chatting to her about that. That's all coming up. So stay tuned. This is Philippe Clements. This is Weightless. So his album will be out on the 4th of September and it's called Soft Apocalypse. Okay, let's do some new snuts for you now. This is In Motion.
Down, sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one man band.
Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escape, and home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me.
Every day's an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. Each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escape, and home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silent.
Sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me.
Homeward bound, I wish I.
Beautiful one from Ed Cozens featuring Daisy Shue. That's called Homeward Bound from the album Songs with Friends. Okay, let's talk about my guest then. I managed to catch up with Saffron from Republica to just chat about 30 years since the debut. Very exciting. And of course, this one.
Yeah.
What a tune. Of course you remember that. Republica. And Ready to Go. Okay, this is when I caught up with Saffron to chat about Republica.
So, a pleasure to welcome Saffron from Republica to the Backroom on Sheffield Live. How you doing?
I'm fine, Paddy. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm good. I was just thinking about, like, last time we spoke back 3 years ago when the single New York came out, and I loved that track. And it's just a pleasure to be chatting to you again because it's 30 years since the debut. It's like, wow.
I know. What happened?
What happened in that? What happened in 30 years? I remember it clear as day in some ways, but in other ways what's your memory, Saffron, of, like, is it like yesterday or is it, you know?
Well, do you know what, it does feel like yesterday, strangely enough. I don't know if it's because it's the 30th anniversary or whether it's just such a happy memory, I guess, that, you know, it stays, I guess, in the forefront of your subconscious mind. You know, I think it's just, just a feeling of positivity and joy, you know, to still be here in the industry. And 30 years later, you know, it seems a bit of a, you know, personal achievement, actually. And, you know, we've been doing some wonderful festivals this year. And I've also been doing the Alex James Britpop Classical Tour.
Which has
really been something. And we did Sheffield, actually. We played there. And we just played Halifax Peace Hall, which is a lovely venue.
I love that venue, yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It is. I've seen many bands there. That must be amazing just to play in all those kind of songs with an orchestra with people like Alex James.
It really is magic. And, you know, the orchestra that, you know, it's just such a delight to get to play with classical musicians. Alex James is great. And, you know, we've Gary Stringer from Reef is on the tour. Simon
Great
from Ocean
voice.
Colour Scene.
Yeah.
Phil Daniels is singing Park Life. You know, and there's
brilliant.
We've got great band and great singers, and, you know, it's like a family now.
All the gang back together.
Yeah, it's really good fun. Yeah, and it, you know, it's just fantastic. You know, 30 years, you can't imagine it. You know, and still for people, you know, and, you know, lots of new young generations knowing our songs. We play Pool Harbour Festival on Saturday. Uh-huh. And this really sweet kid, he's 9 years old, called Dylan, and he waited with his mum and dad after the show. And he said, "I really like your band. Please, can you sign my hat?" Oh,
amazing.
And he was only 9. And
yeah,
really
but that's
sweet.
What you want. You want the music to go on and on, don't you?
I know. It's just bless, you know, such a blessing. You know, and you know, Drop Dead Gorgeous is currently in the new Trainspotting musical in the West End, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And one of my oldest friends, CJ Ranger, she's the director. And what with Irving Welsh, obviously, and Steve Mack. You know, songs like The Verve's Bittersweet Symphony, Iggy Pop's Lust for Life, you know, Mad World. It just seems to, everything seems to have come round in this full circle this year.
I agree. I remember meeting a young person, they were like, they were saying kind of like, if you had a time machine, what era would you go back to? I think they were about 15 or 16. And they were like, you know, some people go the 50s or back to the dinosaurs or whatever. And they went, the 90s.
Oh, wow, did they?
On the tour,
we've had so many teenagers and stuff coming, and they're all up down the front. And it's just really lovely to see that they've kind of discovered 90s music themselves, and they've got the fashion and they got a bit of attitude, and, you know, it's just an identity and being individual, girls and boys, you know, it's just really lovely to witness and meet them all.
Yeah, I agree. Going back to the '90s, I mean, did you know, when you made the record like Drop Dead Gorgeous and Ready to Go and that album, did you have an idea like this is gonna be massive? Did you envisage that?
Well, it's funny. It's the thing is, I think every band, you always want to be successful. And I think when we first started, we went up and down and did the uni and indie sort of circuit, and any bit of money we kind of bought equipment and we built our own studio because, we wrote, record and produce all our own songs ourselves. We just kind of learnt our own craft and did it ourselves. And the thing is, it's like, we always wrote big choruses, and so it's like, of course we want to be in the charts, and of course we want to be on Top of the Pops and TFI Friday and MTV and all this, and sell lots of records. And then we got the phone call that I think every band dreams of, from the head of RCA Records in America, who wanted to sign us. And so we went over there basically as it's like a completely unknown sort of, gang of misfits. And then just suddenly we just worked and worked and toured and toured. And actually, 96 was the year that finally radio stations and record shops finally started playing and stocking female-fronted bands, because before then, and some people, you say it and they don't quite compute with it, and they're like, no, and I'm no, I'm being serious. Before, it just wasn't a thing, and I remember we were in America and they started playing No Doubt, and our friends Garbage as well, and then suddenly they started playlisting us, and it was yay.
Something was happening, and Hole as well, of course, and then
Yeah,
and
my
then on
God.
this on this side of the pond, I don't know, Skunk Anansie,
Yeah,
Catatonia, Lush,
Elastica,
Sleeper, Echo
Sleeper.
Belly, Elastica,
Yeah.
all these bands that were just you're absolutely
Yeah, and
which was brilliant.
it's brilliant, and and it really, we did last year. We did a festival with Skinner, Skunk Anansie, and I'm friends with Shirley Manson, and we're still all out there, and I think it's very important, that we kind of, carry, that like eternal torch and pass the baton on now, to other art, to any up and coming new artists, but obviously we always support and champion female artists and bands. And it was lovely last year, actually. Olivia Rodrigo invited me backstage to her
Oh,
Hyde
wow.
Park. I know.
That's
And I was like,
oh,
well, hang on. Is
nice
she
gesture,
really
isn't
like, she's like a four Grammy Award winning pop
it?
star? And she, on her first world tour, she sang Ready to Go. She did a cover of Ready to Go, and she said we were one of her favorite bands, and we inspired her. And I just had to give her a hug.
Cool.
Yeah, and I met her
That's
mum and dad.
amazing.
What a lovely girl, and what a super, super role model for the modern day. Very talented young girl, very modest, good mannered. Just lovely to see her succeed.
And we come back to that in just a little minute. And this is the music news. You're listening to Sheffield Live 93 Points FM. It's 6:32. This is the back room. Let's do some music news, and we'll go back to the Saffron from Publica interview. Morrissey and Johnny Marr have helped to create a rare new 7-inch release from the Smiths as part of an upcoming a Rough Trade box set. The legendary London independent label released its second volume on newly printed singles like Rough Trade 45 Volume 2 and October 30th. It will comprise tracks from The Fall, As It Camera, Mazzy Star, Skritti Palitti, Robert White and more. And the box set will be limited to just 1,000 copies released on October 30th, and you can pre-order that. Sid Wilson, the ongoing mystery surrounding Sid Wilson's status in Slipknot has been made murkier after he introduced himself as a current member of the band during a recent appearance at the inaugural World Scratch Invitation this week. Wilson was introduced as a co-host for the event, and upon taking the mic, introduced himself as number zero from the world famous Slipknot. It comes after Tim had said report in late July claimed that the band's longtime DJ and keyboardist was permanently kicked out of the band, although no officially word has come from Slipknot as yet. Let's go back to Saffron.
That something like Ready to Go. I mean, you must, you know, like Olivia Rodrigo kind of knowing it, and it's been on, I mean, over kind of films and adverts over the years, hasn't it? And
yeah,
even the FIFA World Cup in Qatar.
Yeah, it's just got a life of its own. It's grown up. Well, you know, we can't believe it. I think it holds a record. I think it's had over like 600 syncs, like films, and, you know, but it's like, you know, when the head of Marvel Films contacts you and like asks if they, you know, if they can, you know, use your song, you know, it's always going to be a yes, you know, and especially, you know, Captain Marvel, the most powerful of the Avengers, and she's female, you know, and I think it's wonderful. And the rest of the soundtrack was Hole and Garbage and No Doubt. You know, and it just, and so many of the Marvel fans contacted me. They might never have heard of me or my band, but they were so, oh gosh, you see how much a character or a song or something means to people, the true fans. And they said they have, you know, waited all their life to see their favourite, Captain Marvel, on a silver screen, and thank me for the song, because some of them even thought I wrote it for her, and I, you know, I couldn't tell them I didn't, but no. You know, because it was so positive and anthemic and stuff, and it did go, and you know, to Ted Lasso and Yellow Jackets and as you say, FIFA and lots of football. I mean, Sunderland Football Club it's been their run on the pitch song since 1996, Paddy.
It's just amazing.
It's wonderful. It's really wonderful. I can't believe, and you know, meeting all these football fans, it's just great, you know, and they sing it on the terrace.
Oh, it's lovely. And you know, and I remember the you did with Prodigy with Keith Flint, didn't you? It was L7.
Yes, that's right.
Fuel My Fire. God bless Keith Flint.
Him, and my dear friend. What a man.
What was it like working with him? And
Well, the Prodigy were my mates, you know, since I was 18. So we kind of went, you know, to clubs together in Acid House at 88 years. I was in a group called Enjoy, and we did all these raves together. And Liam Howlett, you know, he gave me a cassette of Charlie Says. And he says, "What do you think? And can you give it to your manager?" And, you know, and I went, "Oh, yeah, I think, you might not get away with the cartoon bit." I said, "But it's a great track." But, you know, and then my friend Neil McClellan, who'd helped me with my early demos, who's a fantastic producer, you know, he got introduced to Liam. And then they co-produced Fat of the Land and the last few Prodigy albums. And it's sort of all a group of friends, really. So I'm very proud of the boys, and such a tragedy. You know, bless him. But you know, they're following on in his honour, and they're doing great things. So
they are.
What he would have wanted, you know.
And it's hard. It must be hard for them to kind of, I guess it's bands like that, like the Prodigy, bands like Linkin Park. You know, when the singer goes, what do we do?
You know. Well, the similar, like, you know, is it Mike Shinedo? I think it was wonderful, wonderful that he picked Emily. You know, she's so fantastic. And I just think that, you know, Chester would have wanted it. The fans, you know, because it was a group of mates. Or, you know, in life, you know, you go on and, you know, sometimes people go and choose other directions or this, that, or you lose people. And, you know, it doesn't mean you should stop, and they probably wouldn't want you to stop. You know, they want you to carry on.
Yeah, absolutely. You did mention Enjoy, and I just remember listening to Anthem.
It's great. I just did...
What tune it was.
Tune.
Absolute tune.
I just did the Cream Classical, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. That was lovely, on the Liverpool waterfront with the orchestra again and K-Class and stuff. It was really great. And my friend Alison Limerick was there. And me and Alison, we were in Starlight Express together in London in 1998.
Yeah.
And we also, CJ Ranger was in that, who's now the director of Trainspotting, the musical. So again, we're all, you know, we're all strong women, and we're still out there grafting.
No, absolutely. We've got the, you know, you can cross over, you can do the Cream Classical, you can do the Britpop orchestra bit.
Yeah,
you know, you've covered it all, Saffron.
I love working. I do. It's so great, you know, to still be, you know, blessed to be get invited to these things, you know. So it's so important in the 30th anniversary year this year for the fans, for the tour in October and November, Paddy, to which I think we come to Sheffield, aren't we?
Network tour on the 24th of October.
Yes, that's right. Please come down.
I will do. You know, I will do.
And tell everyone, because
I will.
Because, you know, we are going back to the beginning, where we started, and we are supporting local independent grassroots venues, because they are the lifeblood of communities, and it's so important, not just for music, for comedy, you know, for kids' clubs, you know, for the elderly, and just social and place for people to meet.
I couldn't agree more, and I think, you know, it's all about... It's all about grassroots, isn't it? I mean, this is where people start. I mean, if you don't have that, how do you know?
Well,
and I think, and like any city, we lose places.
Yeah.
And it's a sad thing. And I think, I don't know what will happen in this new government. Will something happen?
Come on, Andy Burnham. He said he'll help fund us. So let's see.
Sort the arts out, Andy. Sort the arts out.
Because it
is massively important. Yeah. So you've got this. Yeah, you've got quite a big tour coming up in October.
It's huge. And Sony are re-releasing a debut album on Red and Black Vinyl.
Wonderful.
With a bonus album of a previously unreleased live recording of when we supported Paul Weller at Crystal Palace Bowl, and it's great because in my teenage years, I used to go save up and go and see groups, and I went to see the Jam, and I wanted to be in them, and then I wanted to be Paul Weller. And so years later, when he invited me, I couldn't talk. I was too shy. But it was a great day, and we seemed to have won round quite a few Weller fans, which is quite an achievement, I can tell you.
They're a bit stuck in their ways sometimes.
Well, I'm a Weller fan, so I know myself. I was up against myself that day.
Saffron, it's such a pleasure to talk to you, and you know what a wonderful musical journey. I mean, it goes back more than 30 years, doesn't it? As we know,
it does.
It goes back into the 80s and stuff in terms of all the dance stuff, and then into Republica, and then you know, so much well-deserved success.
Thank you.
And 30 years on, even when I listen to it, it's timeless, I think.
Bless you. Thank you.
good luck with everything.
Thank you, mate. Yeah.
Good luck with the tour. Enjoy.
Thank you so much.
No pun intended.
Yeah. And tell everyone in Sheffield to come out.
I will do. Right.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Saffron.
Thank you, Paddy. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Oh!
Dead Gorgeous by Republica. Thanks to Saffron, pleasure talking to her. Can't believe it's 30 years ago. Time flies when you're having fun. You're listening to Sheffield Live. This is the Back Room, 93.2 FM, and we're going to do some gigs for you. I'm going to tell you about some gigs in Sheffield this week. And also some gigs nationwide. This is a Manchester singer-songwriter, Stella Wingfield. This is her debut single. This is called Shut Up and Sit Down.
Look around, next pub, another town. Hit protection, no sound. Shut up and sit down. Shut up and sit down. Out. Shut up and sit down. Shut up and sit down. Shut up and sit down.
great record. Stella Wingfield, look out for her. The track is called Shut Up and Sit Down. So let's do some gigs then. Let's look at what's going on in Sheffield this week. Nothing tonight, surprisingly. Must be something. But tomorrow you can go out to Pete Cavern and go see Hacey Dixie if you want. And then on Saturday you can watch Cariad at Sid and Matilda. Sunday, Jeffrey Wilt Silverstein and Bobby Lee, Sidney and Matilda, Julian O'Day at Bishop's House. And then on Wednesday, Linda Smith at Bishop's House and Japanese, what they call Death Rave. Very interesting. Violent Magic Orchestra with Mouth from the UK and TRVE, the Yorkshire KVLT Ensemble at Sid and Matilda. That should be pretty interesting. Nothing But Thieves have announced Manchester Cop Live on the 12th of Feb. Those tickets on sale now. The Merry Wallopers are going out on tour 13th of October. Edinburgh Corn Exchange on to Newcastle, Cardiff, Brighton, Sheffield, Octagon on the 19th of October. Then Cambridge, Liverpool, Manchester, Nottingham, Leeds, Birmingham, London, Edinburgh, Glasgow on the 19th of December. They've got the Coral supporting on that one. And Primal Scream, they've got the Exterminator tour kicking off in Newcastle NX on the 8th of September. They're going to Manchester New Century Hall on the 11th and the 12th. And then Bristol, London on the 15th and 16th. And those tickets go at the Alternate. And those tickets are on sale now. This singer is called Gia Ford. She's going to be playing the Float Along Festival in Sheffield on 26th September. She's got a new album coming out. This is called Shell.
From myself, from the bills, I had a level head. Now I'm completely tilted. I've been a shell.
So check out, she's called Gia Ford. This band, check this band out. Also, they're called Not My Wife. They are from New Zealand. They are a five-piece and they're London-based. This is their new record. This is Best Friend. It's out on Blaggers Records. Love that. Not my wife, that it's called. Thanks for listening tonight. Thanks to Saffron from Publica. And some albums out tomorrow. Icona Pop, Ritual, Marilyn Manson, One Assassination of the God, Chapter 2. A new one from Phoebe Bridges, Lost Weekend. So that's it for me tonight. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week with my special guest, Danny, from lead singer of Embrace. Brilliant. It's great to have him on the show. He's got a spoken word talking about, they brought a book out, doing 30 years of Embrace, and he's doing a spoken word conversation kind of tour around the UK. I'm going to be chatting about them next week. So tune in, and I'll leave you with Embrace from the 9th studio album Avalanche, Road to Nowhere. Have a good evening.